Amen. Morning, brethren. We thank our Father in heaven for being here in Jackson Convention with you. We are thrilled with the fellowship we've had and the marvelous hospitality we've enjoyed with Brother and Sister Crawford. And we'd like to bring you the love and greetings of our brethren at Cleveland, Ohio. We call this lesson, Who Are We? But we might have called it one way to remember what Brother Wilmot told us yesterday about spiritual influences. Or we might have called it, They Shall Be Mine, in one respect, as Brother Lorenz told us yesterday. And I might say, remembering what Brother Hagensack said yesterday, that let's give some of the glory of the services that we are privileged to perform to our wife. And I doubt if I could have had this ready if she hadn't typed it. Let's ask ourselves this question. Who are we? You know, in reading the scriptures, in reading the reprints, in conversations together with ourselves, in convention, every time we meet each other, we say, we this, we that. We do not know what we shall be, but we will know him as he, we shall see him as he is. Do we ever think about who this we is that we're talking about? I hope that at the end of this discourse, every time we read the word we, or every time we say the word we, we'll know who we is. Okay? Why is it important for us to know who we really are? And how should the knowledge of who we are affect us? The answer to the question, who are we, if we want to give it a superficial answer, is given to us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It's that simple. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, if we are in Christ, we are new creatures, aren't we? The answer to the second question, why is it important for us to know who we are, is that if we know who we are, it will improve our conduct. In 1 John 5:18, for example, the apostle tells us that whosoever is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. The answer to the question, how should the knowledge of who we are affect us, is that knowing who we are, and because it improves our conduct, we'll be in a position to claim the exceeding great and precious promises. In 2 Peter 1:4, the apostle tells us, exceeding great